St. Patrick's Day festivities will take place around Ireland today, with parades planned in cities, towns and villages to mark the occasion. More than 4,000 people are expected to take part in the largest parade through Dublin city centre. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley.
Mara Chaelishin, We Are One is the theme of this year's St. Patrick's Festival, with organisers saying that the festival parade will highlight a unifying global culture and reflect values including community, diversity and sustainability. The parade will open with a specially commissioned pageant featuring Machnas, Junk Couture, the Discovery Gospel Choir and community groups. In all, it will feature over 4,000 participants, 7 creative pageants and 10 showpiece performances, as well as the traditional marching bands from across Ireland, North America and Canada. Grand Marshals this year are the Republic of Ireland women's football team, represented by manager Vera Powell and players Diane Caldwell and Paula Gorham, while the international guest of honour is actor Patrick Duffy. Hundreds of thousands of onlookers are expected to line the streets for the parade, which begins at noon on Parnell Square.
The US President Joe Biden will welcome the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to the White House today to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The Taoiseach will start the day in Washington with a breakfast engagement with the US Vice President Kamala Harris. Mr. Varadkar has described the Irish-American relationship as one of two proud democracies, close friends and economic partners. He was speaking at a reception hosted at the residence of Ireland's ambassador to the US, Geraldine Byrne-Nason. Earlier, the Taoiseach's office issued an apology for an off-the-cuff comment he made at an event for Irish interns on Capitol Hill. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
At an event for the latest batch of interns from Ireland on work placement in the US Capitol as part of the Washington Ireland programme, the Taoiseach told them about his own days as a Washington intern in a time, he remarked, when some parents would have had cause for concern about what would happen to interns in Washington. That was taken to be a reference to the then President Bill Clinton's affair with a White House intern, Monica Lewinsky. Later, his office issued a statement saying the Taoiseach made an ill-judged, off-the-cuff remark, which he regrets. He apologises for any offence caused to anyone concerned. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Varadkar had attended an event with Hillary Clinton, and both she and Bill Clinton will travel to Ireland next month for the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. More details of when President Biden plans to visit Ireland may emerge later today when he meets the Taoiseach as part of the traditional St. Patrick's Day political activities here. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Special Rapporteur on Child Protection has said she's requested an urgent meeting with the board of St. John Ambulance following publication of a review into the handling of complaints of sexual abuse at the Voluntary First Aid Agency. Speaking on Prime Time, Keelan Gallagher said the review raised serious concerns for the safety of children. The independent investigation, chaired by the former Child Protection Rapporteur, Dr. Geoffrey Shannon, concludes that St. John Ambulance does not have a completed Garda vetting system, creating potential for unvetted individuals to gain access to children. Ms. Gallagher said that while much of the report reflects on historic failings, it is concerning that there are current ongoing failings.
One of those failings that the report highlights very clearly and repeatedly through its hundreds of pages is a culture of denial, a persistent culture of denial, an avoidance of responsibility, which continues right up to the current day. And the bottom line is, if you have an institution which has a culture like that, refusing to accept the scale, gravity and extent of what went wrong here, you will never truly have lessons learned.
The Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Russia next week. The foreign ministry in Beijing said President Xi will exchange opinions on major international and regional issues with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. It said the objective of the three-day state visit beginning on Monday was to further deepen bilateral trust. The Kremlin said Presidents Xi and Putin will discuss deepening strategic cooperation and that important bilateral documents will be signed. RTE and Virgin Media have secured the rights to show the Rugby World Cup in France in September. Under the agreement, all 48 matches will be broadcast free-to-air on Irish television across RTE Television, RTE Player and Virgin Media Television and Virgin Media Player. Ireland's matches will be shared across the broadcasters, with the final being shown simultaneously live on both channels. RTE has also secured live radio broadcast rights for Ireland's games. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
St. Patrick's morning will be mostly cloudy with rain and drizzle in Munster and Connacht, extending northeastwards to all areas. Brighter intervals this afternoon and evening with scattered showers. Some of those showers will be heavy. A few isolated thunderstorms are possible over Connacht. There will be some decent dry intervals in the east and northeast. Highest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees with moderate south to southeast breezes.